This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It's been a year since the pandemic began, and it's safe to say it will be a year we all remember. It changed the way we live, the way we interact, the manner in which we learn. It has certainly changed the way we work and how we go about the task of just getting the job done. And it's not over yet. I'm joined by WEMU General Manager Molly Motherwell and 89.1 Jazz host Michael Jewett, and we're going to take a few minutes to reflect on the past year and maybe take a little peek forward, too. How are you two? How'd you survive the year?
Well, we're still here.
We are
indeed. We're still here. Good morning, David and Michael. Yeah, it was a year ago today. We were 7 days away from a pledge drive. You know, we had all of that put into place. We had our guests lined up. We had our food donors lined up.
That's right. Yeah.
And had to change all of that. But what I was thinking about the most is, I guess, how naive I was.
About
how long this was going to take. Because I thought, oh, we're good. We have 12 containers of wipes in our storage room.
That'll
so we're
us.
Good, you know. Yeah. We've got sanitizing wipes for the duration, and you know, still even
what'd
now.
What'd you do the next week?
Yeah, even now I cannot pass wipes for sale in a store without buying them, because I just, you know, we've got to have that supply because we have all of this shared equipment. We have to keep it sanitized.
And yeah, we are talking about the most minor of adaptations when it comes to the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah, I might be guilty of one of those people that, you know, saw this as being, you know, I don't know that I, you know, went to worst case scenario mode, but it's like the future is always unwritten, so you really don't know.
Right.
So a year ago, it's like, well, wow, we're talking pandemic. Well, this is not, you know, this is a new reality. It's a new reality, and it's very scary. And it's like, you know, we're, you know, about a year away from, you know, the whole panic buying, you know, just like the whole just
right.
trying to go get gasoline or go get groceries or whatever. And just people, it's like, and the reaction, you know, there's an instantaneous reaction to kind of,
as
like
we went from the first two, you know, cases reported in the state of Michigan to shutdown in such a short
yeah.
period of time, you know, in my daughter's vernacular, the stuff got real.
Yeah.
Real
yeah.
fast.
Right. Yeah. And everything, the way we do everything changed. I mean, David, with all your local segments, everyone came in. You know, we had guests come in here. We must have mm-hmm. had 20, 30 people come to the studio every week.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's all on the phone.
And yeah. so here's the difference. And you do have to change the way you go about your work. When you have somebody that's sitting in studio with you and you can look them eye to eye as you're having a
right.
conversation, read body
language. The
connection
is much stronger.
First of all, you don't step all over each other because you know the other one's about to talk.
Unless you're the three of us.
Exactly. But the dynamic changes immensely. So the approach to any interview that is done or you hear on WEMU at this point, they're all done by the phone.
Right.
Or Skype, but just the audio version of Skype. And fact of the matter is, it's different. When I have an interview, instead of just making bullet points and going through that in an in-person interview, I have to take a look and write out questions so that I have enough, because you never know, based on body language or lack of eye contact, whether or not there's going to be enough, whether we can fill enough time, A, or B, can we cut the time short enough? And, you know, it's a whole different way of approaching news. And then, you know, when Jorge Avion was still here, he's departed, and we all wish him well. But when he was still here, he was working from home.
Right.
I haven't seen Lisa Berry in a year.
Lisa Berry's working from home. Mm. And Michael, you know, from the music standpoint, so much of our music programming was based on who was playing in our area.
Well,
and that had to change, too.
Yeah, well, and that's a whole, you know, whole discussion. I mean, David and Russ Collins have talked about, like, you know, theater openings. And I think there's a lot of parallels between, you know, where in terms of film and theaters and theatrical presentations.
And
in
talk
general.
About two guys stepping all over each other.
Yeah. and live music. There's a lot of parallels there. But in terms of just the day-to-day music programs, I guess it was like the reaction was, well, you just go back to basics. And even though we're not talking about music coming to the area, it's not like artists stopped releasing records. And I think back on 2020, and I've commented on this, mostly on the jazz front, it actually was a really, really rich, rich year. There's a lot of great music out there. You know, people had things already in the pipeline. I'm wondering, actually, looking ahead, if there's going to be, maybe not this year, but maybe the year after, maybe a slowdown in terms of releases because people just didn't have things going on in 2020 and we'll see like kind of like a
right.
a little drought in recordings for a while. But so that focus on that balance between things that are out there that are new and things that are, you know, like the classic library. And, you know, the WEMU approach to programming is, well, timeless in a way. You know, we play Miles, Ellington, Billie Holiday, but we also play the timely stuff, which is brand new. You know, we're playing, you know, the latest mm-hmm. Joshua Redman, Brad Meldow, or Gregory Porter record, too. So that balance, I'm not sure that that actually really changed all that much, but I think we got back to the basics of just what do people need from music. I mean,
right.
music is a way of looking at reflection, comfort, and a sense of just,
and
well,
I gotta
we
tell
use
you.
That word normal a lot, but it's like the type of thing, it's like music just helps you feel better. And I think with all the right. stress going on, it was just something that people
and
really
And we saw so much of
on.
That reflected yeah. in comments we got yeah. from listeners when we with pledges and just in general. Yeah.
I think sometimes when people hear a news voice, they assume a kind of dispassionate approach, unconnected or disconnected. But I have to tell you that one of the things that I became acutely aware of through the course of this last year and covering the pandemic and the calls for social and racial justice and the end of police brutality is it is deeply impacting. And yeah. it is impossible to leave it at the door, so to speak, when you mm-hmm. go home from work. So on my way home, what I do is listen to you. I listen to the good folks that bring me the break, and then I listen to Blues Time at 3 o'clock
right.
in the afternoon. And it really is a sense of relief and release in that there is comfort to know there are beautiful things still in this world that we need to appreciate, be grateful for, and that we can take a step back for a moment and go, okay, this is all overwhelming. We're just immersed in waist deep in all of these issues, but there is a greater world out there that has a lot
certainly.
To offer.
Certainly, certainly.
And what you two have done, what our entire programming team has done, has just been extraordinary during this year, that everybody has managed to put aside their own fears and anxieties and worries and stress and continue this amazing programming. You know, with the news was coming so fast at the beginning, we couldn't take a breath. It was just, you know, we brought extra hours on. We did everything we could to just keep cranking these stories out, keeping the music going, and then also outfitting this place so we could continue to still broadcast from here. We brought in screens. We brought in masks. We brought in the cleaners. We have rules about how many people can be in a room. You know, we have all the distancing that's going on here.
And to my knowledge, no one at the station has contracted COVID at any point along the line.
Knock on wood.
But that was my head, by the way.
And we have to think about our future. You know, we now that we're seeing the light of at the end of the tunnel, as President Biden said, and small groups are going to start revamping and everything. Mm-hmm. Can we do events WEMU style? Can we have a buffet for 400 people? Can we have an event where we encourage people to share tables with people they don't know? We have to look at everything we do now in a different aspect and keep that community connection strong while we keep everybody safe. So even when we get to the other side of this, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah. So it is easy to, as I mentioned, get caught up in all the negatives and all the pain of the year. But I also want to take a moment to note there were some real highlights, and it's given us an opportunity to look at our teachers, our healthcare workers, our first responders, and say, oh my gosh, we have totally taken you for granted.
Yeah.
And I am so grateful that you are doing the work you do to ensure our safety and our future. I have had the opportunity and the pleasure to bring so many people on that are offering hope and optimism for the future on all of these issues. And it is inspiring
That's
to know
been inspiring,
so many
yes.
people are working so hard
right.
for the benefit of all, looking at something greater than themselves. And if we hold on to that, we have a much more prosperous kind of emotional, mm-hmm. rich experience to find ahead.
Yeah. You know, I was having this conversation with some neighbors, and it's like the question we would ask everyone, you know, kind of like an offhand thing, how are you doing? You know, that takes on, like, new meaning. It's like people really mean, how are you doing? It's like the added emphasis, you know.
Right.
How is your
It's just not a salutation.
Yeah,
now
right.
it's
right.
actually,
it's
I'm checking in on you.
It's like a little subtle thing, yeah.
Here you are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, and we have about a minute and a half left here. And Molly, what are you most looking forward to in the new year?
I'm looking forward...
New year. I'm considering it new year.
Exactly. Just getting back, getting the team back in the building. That's my main thing. And getting everybody in here, getting everyone in one spot. You know, we have so many part-timers, and we haven't been able to have team meetings. We haven't been able, not everybody has the Zoom capability. So getting our team in the building, as I say, you've all just been awesome. But having everyone in one spot where we can really collaborate and communicate better and just work on how the new post-COVID WEMU is going to sound like and look like.
One more word of gratitude, and that goes out to everyone who listens to and supports WEMU.
Absolutely.
Through this year, you have really been the foundation of why we keep doing what we do and how we go about doing what we do. It is the mission to serve you, but we have never taken for granted our partnership with you.
No.
So thank you very much for continuing to listen and rely on WEMU. We rely on you equally, and we are most thankful for your support.
Absolutely. Can't say it any better than that. Yep.